Later in the year, the ICA had another network running by Let's Make Six series. This was called Constitution and featured all rules of the trade and members. Its star and creator was Mr. Genesis P. Orange. The purpose of this network creation was not Mr. Orange. What can I call you, P?
Basically, all it says is a very simple thing, which is that to know a person, you have to meet them. You can't go by setting down information about a person.
When the Arts Council annual report was published, the chairman, Lord Gibson, said he deplored the events at the ICA, even if he was paying for them. Still, it was only £900, and P didn't care. He was off for a tour of the States. 500.
London Eye, bringing you now a taste of a concert this weekend at the ICA. Genesis P. Orange, and he's been telling Therese Birch that they're really not looking forward to the performance.
I never look forward to performing, but we're not going to be protesting because everyone who knows has been asking us why there isn't really true and that's not any good evidence for us to confuse people. But we're out there first to destroy the idea that top villains are not
It's a very good question, isn't it?
Psychic music, or religious
music. Why is it
so
religious?
I think it's the only way we can go now. I think that the technology has been explored, and the sort of roots of blues music and slave music have been explored. Now we've done the industrial music. You have to go beyond into when man meets space. And I don't mean cosmic like Tangerine Dream. I mean inside that. So that people can eventually have telepathic music when nothing's actually touched.
You mean it's silent?
Completely silent if you're recording in a room and everybody's hearing things, yeah. That's what I want to do.
On Sunday night, is it going to be a bit
ear blasting? Oh, yeah. We're renowned for being pretty noisy, uncompromising. Sunday. We hope to be as difficult as possible, seeing as it's such a commercial venue.
And what about special effects?
Well, we tend to specialise in that. We give a lot of advice to other people on special effects because we've got two people in the group who are very interested in electronics and we use computers to process things. So we use, like, I use a £50 bass guitar through £1,000 worth of effects. Everything goes through as many effects as we can get. And that's our speciality, really, is just mangling and processing sound.
And strange lighting and stuff like that as well.
Well, not this time, because Cabaret Voltaire will be bringing films at night, so we're going to have no lights at any particular time. But we're going to do a videotape of everybody, which should come out later this year as a video compilation.
And what sort of audience do you attract? Is it possible to
put
them into
an
age group?
No, they're all nondescript to look at. Very nondescript. Very suburban.
So you don't attract particularly
outrageous? No, we don't like. I mean, we spanned our ballet came to see us last time we played. Generation X and them, but they look very uncomfortable and stayed at the bar most of the time. Because they didn't fit in, because they just looked wrong, you know. Everyone else was just kind of stood there silently, taking them back. But we've had people from 40, 50 years old to kids of 12. We played to a school of 6 to 8 year olds last year.
Really?
Yeah, well, that was great. They loved it because it was crazy. They just screamed and yelled with us, you know.
スロベンゴイスのね、レベルイメージ、それとミュート、その4つを何かこう絞って書くようかなと思ってます。じゃあね、最初にまああんまり喋らないで音楽聴かせろっていうのが多いから、
はい、
3曲続けて、
はい、
アーサーテンレシオっていうバンドのフライトっていうのと、世界ジョイディビジョンのシーズロストコントロール、それからバウハウスの新しいアルバムの間の初めてのファーストアルバム。
Divja nasilna privlačnost ne more čakati. Priblazim se po travi do tvojega okna in potem odprem zelo počasi tvojo sobo. Stopim v tvojo spalnico in potem te pogledam s tvojo 7 mesecev nosečo maternico. Spravim tvojega moža v spalnico, odrežem mu jajca z nožem in ga prisilim, da jih tam poje pred svojo nosečo ženo, zaposleni svojimi jajci in proč počasi ga pogledam. Ko je skrvali do smrti na tleh. Želim, da bi rekla, ne naredi ničesar več. Pogledam tvoj velik, težak trebnik. Že sem malo premikaj s tvojim otrokom. Uporabljam mesarski nož iz tvoje kuhinje, začnem operirati. Ti rečeš, ne, ne stori tega, jaz rečem, briga me za mačje vrke, potegnem ven tvoj tajbeto, odrezam v glavo, poližem ga, da je čisto obsceno. Medtem ko skoroviš ga ubijem, sem samo hudoben deček. Slug, bite, 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 can't wait. In tako da.
Ja, vad var det då, den här andra tragiska sak som jag skulle berätta? Jo, ett av de band som jag har älskat länge, länge, i flera år, ja, sedan 77, är en engelsk grupp som heter Throbbing Gristle. Och jag vet att den gruppen har en hel del fans ute i landet. Throbbing Gristle, de gick alltså i spetsen för den här industrimusiken. Det var de som, så att säga, lanserade industrimusiken, kom industrimusiken. Den musik som har fått väldigt många efterföljare, som tyvärr de flesta absolut inte kommit upp i hälften utav Throbbing Gristles klass. Nu har jag dock fått höra i ett brev som kom idag från gruppens ledare Genesis P. Orridge att gruppen definitivt har splittrats och inte kommer att spela in några fler skivor, inte kommer att göra några fler framträdande. Bolaget Industrial Records, alltså Throbbing Gristles eget bolag, har också spruckit, så man kommer inte att ge ut några fler plattor med några andra grupper heller. Och frågan är ifall Genesis P. Orridge, hjärnan bakom Throbbing Gristle, överhuvudtaget kommer att fortsätta att spela. Som det verkar nu så är han less på alltihopa, less på de andra som han spelade med i Throbbing Gristle, less på musik överhuvudtaget. Och det är ju tråkigt det här att en sån bra, fruktansvärt bra, originell och nyskapande grupp ska gå i graven. Men medan jag sitter här och torkar mina tårar och känner mig riktigt dyster, så en liten postum, en liten hyllning så här i de själva sista sekunderna med Throbbing Gristle. En liten hyllning alltså till den här fina grupp. Vi ska höra ett spår ifrån den sista plattengruppen i jorden. En 12-toms singel som heter Discipline, som är inspelad live i Manchester och i Berlin alltså. Vi ska lyssna på Berlin-sidan. Låten heter alltså Discipline, gruppen heter Throbbing Gristle och de finns alltså inte mer, tyvärr. Och med det så är dagens nivå slut. Nästa vecka är alltså Håka Persson som tar över. Nu gråter alla industrimusikvänner, alla vänner utav Throbbing Gristle. För det här är Discipline med numera avsomnade gruppen Throbbing Gristle.